Do you ever call people nicknames in bed? And I was like, I mean, if that's what you like, then sure, I can do that. Like, that's not a problem. What would you like to be called? And he's like, ah, it's weird. And I was like, okay, is it Daddy?
Jeffrey Dahmer. Right?
Like, is it Daddy? And he was like, no, no, it's nothing like that. And I was like, okay, then what is it? And
he's nothing
like,
so pedestrian.
Yeah. He goes, magic.
Tequila!
I don't want to be Pumba.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Just a scotch down?
Yep. How about that?
Yeah, that'll do. That won't blow me a drum.
I love the word scotch. Doesn't mean anything, does it?
It sounds like a slur.
No words mean
you
anything.
You fucking scotch.
Oh.
So
you twice, you ignorant scotch.
Get out of my store, you scotch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I don't like Italians.
You gotta take that.
We'll hear that thunder. Ellie doesn't like that thunder. Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, so, yeah, someone gifted him one. It just popped up on the screen. He's like, oh, man, someone gifted me. I was like, oh, nice. Then I just was sitting waiting, just waiting for my Steam to go. And it never did.
It never did. Not even one time.
That's pretty upsetting.
And like, then he's like, look at this giant box that Rode sent me with all these microphones. So, cool. I've been streaming for over 2 days in a row now, and I've received nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody's simping for Ben.
No.
I think plenty of people simp for Ben. I just don't think they fork out the money to...
Nobody's
does it
money.
Even count? Does it even count if I'm not getting
don't
free
you,
stuff?
Don't you remember G-Stream?
Paola?
I got one free stuff, which was cool.
Yeah.
Actually, I got two free
you've
stuff.
You've got some free stuff.
I got one free stuff.
VR headset was free.
Yeah, but that was because I was employed by a company. That wasn't true. Like because I just started streaming for fun with my friend.
But it's still free. You didn't have to outlay cash to.
That's right. But the Rode stuff was the coolest thing that I got, I think. Because we were literally just streaming. He was like, that guy sounds like shit. Let me send you some stuff. I was like, okay.
That's and every cool. time we played a game as well, you got it refunded, which was nice.
Again.
Yeah.
Working for a company.
Yeah, but it's like. You keep it. It's not like pens
that's
at
true.
The office.
That's true.
You know, you hold on to it. Yeah, you can use it outside.
I'm certainly not complaining. I mean, I want that.
Which one?
And I was talking to Ben because at work at JB, the games coordinator promised me the code because he gets a code for the good stuff that comes in. And he keeps the one and he's like, I'm not going to play Call of Duty. You can have it. I was like, fantastic. I'll hold you to that. I'll see you on Thursday. I get there on Thursday. Mike's not there. So I said to my boss, I go, can you get the code for me? Because he promised me and... I'd like it tonight. And he was like, oh, no, I got it. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I got it. He gave it to me. It's like, what do you mean he gave it to you? He goes, oh, I promised I'd buy him coffee every day this week. He just gave it to me. I was
that's
like,
all
this
it takes.
Is fucking betrayal.
I that said, is betrayal.
With like 100%.
You had a verbal
genuine.
Contract.
I was like, oh, by the way, at the end of my shift, you can give me a $100 Steam gift card then. He's like, why? I said, like, because you now are making me spend $100 to play this game. I was told I was going to get for free.
But he had no idea. It's the original guy who owes
it doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter.
That's
it
true.
Matters. No, the
that's
original true. Guy owes you.
The
he
original
promised
guy
it to you.
Owes me. I'm going there. I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
But did you get the $100 out of the other guy?
No.
Oh, what? That's what you said. I'm just
no,
going
I said
off
you
your...
should. And he was like, no. Why would I do that?
You shouldn't.
And I was like, you definitely should.
I liked
freak.
It when you told me the story and you said went in there and he said, well, can I get the code? He's like, oh no, Mike gave it to me.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Yeah,
you
I did
you're
say
lying.
That. I
no.
was like, you're lying.
No.
Yeah, I was like, you are lying, surely. I was like, oh, good joke.
You're
where
lying.
And like, then he got up his PlayStation account and his phone. He's like, look, there's Call of Duty. I was like, you fucking bastard.
You're like Flanders in that one episode. You lie. You lie. What makes you lie? What's he doing that shit for?
I'm not sure if that one.
Beck room, is it? It's Homer says something.
Beck ran out of the room because you said that. Because
it was so bad.
He's doing his Flanders impression again. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Homer says something to Flanders. He's banging. Him on the chest and he's going you lie. I can hear the intonation in my brain.
You
lie.
Made that up.
You lie. What makes you lie? It's something like that. I swear I'm gonna look it up.
I think Flanders is an excellent character. I also think Smithers is an excellent character.
I like the no, they never overtly say that he's
no,
a closeted
no,
gay.
No, you're lying. What makes you lie?
Told you.
What makes you lie?
Does that visual do anything for you?
No, you're lying. What makes you lie?
Yeah, sorry. I pictured Homer in my brain, but
he's got his church clothes on.
You lie.
What's the context of that?
the
down that way. Reverend.
His wife died.
You're going the wrong way.
No.
I'm sorry, man. Looks like God has packed up and left
when Reverend Lovejoy leaves Springfield.
You're lying. You're
very
lying.
Fucking good. Very yeah, see? Half broken memory.
Was somebody saying that Smithers isn't overtly gay?
Yeah, Ben said he was. He loves that they never say.
They never say that he's gay, but it's just all the way through, like him having those dreams. With the burns.
But then
what about when he's crying when the
I mean, he is obviously,
girls
but they just slip it in there without
him,
it being the point of anything.
Rollerblading through the gay part of Springfield in short shots, and people are like, "Hey, Smithers," and he's like, "Shut up, Dan."
That and the,
yeah, they never say it.
Like Lisa just goes there to find out about the Malibu Stacy doll. You're quite good. At turning me on.
Probably best to ignore
that. Does he cry when the big boobed ladies are dancing?
And he's like, no!
Or when he goes on vacation, it cuts to him being like oiled by big muscly men.
In a gay club.
Like, come on! Yeah. No, they never say it.
Yeah, they don't.
Even Netanyahu, I think, is.
But it's never a story. It's just this thing that is all the way through. It's just all these.
I reckon if
not
we
so subtle hints.
Revisited one of the modern seasons.
100%.
I reckon he 100%
he comes out.
That, like, that would have a whole
like,
episode
hey, Mark,
about him coming
here's
out.
Here's how to do. She's like, oh, okay, we've ruined The Simpsons. You've got to stop.
All right, this is exciting. Everybody's here. Should we just get into it? Should we just fucking start? Just do the bloody thing? Let's go. Hello and welcome to episode 221 of the GMAT podcast.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Doesn't.
Please call.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Go get yourself some merch. We're all wearing it. It looks lovely. That intro is brought to you by me. If you want to hear less upsetting things, you need to send your own intros. Contact at the real GMAT. They're going to get more and more upsetting. .tv or submit them in the Discord in the podcast intro section. I would love that. That would be amazing. And if you want to support the show and get access to extra things, including the jazz cast, go to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. That'd be amazing. It's not me. I don't know what that is.
Stop the music.
Oh my God. Is that on your end, Beck?
I don't know what's going on.
My name is GMAT and I'm here to say it's the podcast with Aiden and Ben and Beck. We're gonna do some things, we'll see some fucking stuff, we'll do the fucking podcast, it'll be great. Aiden fucking loves it, Beck fucking loves it, Ben fucking loves it, it's the fucking podcast. I don't fucking know the point of this, Ben. Yeah, thank you, cut the music. Right. Thank you.
How long did you spend making the music?
Like last night.
You couldn't have written two bars? Yeah,
no. At the start, I was like, what's going on? And then you start, I go, oh, wow, this is rehearsed.
No.
And then it wasn't rehearsed
that
at
was
all.
Very obviously not rehearsed.
This is the podcast of Aiden.
Last night I was doing it and then I just get that
you
end.
You sold it well.
Where it goes, boom. And then I accidentally like alt and that copies it and it went boom, boom. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And then immediately I was like, I'm going to do a bit tomorrow where I go boom, boom, boom. And I just said, I'll just make something up.
Yeah, you gave me the brief. You're like, I'm just going to freestyle.
Just freestyle.
I totally forgot that you'd said that until the music started playing and I was like, oh, it's happening.
I love Matt's freestyle physicality. It's always the same. It's like this. He sits back.
Lounge rap.
I'm just, it's real,
I'm
real
just
lounge rap.
Letting everybody know they're a part of the song.
It's just such like white guy Will Smith energy as well. Like,
I'm at the podcast, Beck and Ben.
We got Becky J and Ben J. And we're here to do a podcast in a major way.
Oh, there, come on!
It's also very Auntie Donna. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah,
no. Speaking of Auntie Donna, we saw a scary movie and the bad guy at the end looked just like Zachary Ruane.
Zachary Ruane. Ben was asking about.
No, they're saying Ruanes.
I was saying Ruanes. He was been saying Gruane for.
Yeah,
a
that's how I thought it was. I thought it was Zachary Gruane.
The Gruane transfer.
Great show.
By the way, that's Beck, everybody. She's producing the show. She's
You've
here.
Deemed me too ugly for broadcast.
I know.
I'm taking my camera away.
I haven't taken it away. I just couldn't find it. I'll have to either go buy
You've
a new one or find it.
You've deemed me too ugly for broadcast.
Next to Beck is Aiden Jonathan. Welcome to the show. And then Ben Jay. And I'm the GMAT
podcast.
I'm the GMAT.
You are the GMAT
podcast. That's me.
Okay. You're going the GMAT now. You're not just GMAT, you're the GMAT.
I mean, I hadn't locked it in.
Like from Charlie's Angels 1, the Chad. That's a fucking long fucking...
Love the Chad.
That's a memory in my mind.
Yeah.
This is his Puff Daddy to P. Diddy transformation.
Oh, yeah?
I was thinking more like Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion, but whatever.
Snoop Lion was not good. He's back to Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean?
Or wasn't like he? Kanye to Ye. You could just be at.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ujma.
Isn't he Ye?
Ye.
Ye?
I thought he was Ye.
It's not Kanye, why,
Ye,
is he?
It's Kanye. It's Ye.
Yeah, but I thought he just... No, it's Ye. Like Yeezys.
No.
They really should be Yeezys, shouldn't they?
They should be Yeezys.
Well, they're nothing Ye. Now because they pulled the brand
in. He's... yeah.
That picture of him going like this. Have you seen that picture and his beard's all... It looks like a butthole. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm going to find that...
Does Kanye have a beard? Oh, no. The clock that's broken. Does Kanye have a beard now?
In that picture he does. I'm going to find it for you.
Jeez.
It looks so much like that bad... You know that movie where the girl's got a butthole for her mouth and she gets teased? I'll find it.
Is it the one that ends with I feel vigorous?
Girl, butthole mouth. This is there is a real thing. Go well for me.
And it has a little freckle next to it, doesn't it? Like
Okay. So this is the girl butthole mouth movie that I was talking about.
Oh,
it's really upsetting.
It's like a little bit too realistic.
Is that Will Forte?
That's Will Forte. You see what I'm talking? Yeah. Right? And it's pretty Matt, bloody good. I'm sure you could put that on the thing. And then Kanye.
It's in my folder.
Kanye mouth blowing? That doesn't make sense.
I remember the stream the other day. I said Kanye's the biggest honky cracker that I know. And some people were like, oh, come on. Like, what?
People really still go hard for him. I know. Despite him proving over and over again what a piece of shit he is.
He was making White Lives Matter shirts, and I just, that's a...
He was baking them at home.
That's what it was. It's literally like, they're like screen painted printing. And shit. So I was like, I just made a gag where I was like, he's such a honky cracker. People go weird about it. And now everyone's on it. People are like, it's like hashtag Uncle Tom. And I'm like, what? Everyone was getting mad at me 3 weeks ago. Yeah, fucking bullshit. He's a weird guy. Have you found the butt?
One second. It's hard. There's a lot of pictures of this guy.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he get hit by a car at some point when he was much younger?
Yeah.
You get the whole CTE thing going and he's just an insane happening? Person.
Sig tick energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, I can't find this picture.
That's fine. I saw the butthole mouth and that scarred me. Yeah, the rest of the
we
day.
Can draw our own conclusions.
So you were talking about, you asked about Smile. Terrifying movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying movie. Terrifying.
Okay.
Terrifying movie. The point where
Aiden was having nightmares.
I've been nightmares. And last night.
About people being happy with you.
It's so scary.
It's a good
scary.
Thing they never are. I'm
I
sorry.
Don't. I,
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
I didn't see it was very fast. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt. But we're watching the movie, right? And this intro is pretty, like, it's scary. And in the big cinema, the noise, it's a lot scarier than to be at home. And then the intro comes up and it goes, Smile, what?
It comes out bigger and it's bright red.
But the noise is really off-putting. And then it goes, and it was over. And Aiden goes, I think I'm in the wrong class. he thought it was going to be like a goofy.
Well,
like,
I didn't look it up. Yeah. I didn't look it up. And Matt was like, you want to watch Smile? I was like, Smile? Oh, the one where they smile at you? Sure. Like, that seems stupid. And then he was like, yeah, it's supposed to be like really good, like a 7 out of 10. I was like, okay, Smile. Okay. Then we got there and the opening scene is very full on.
Yeah.
Like so full on. And then it's like, smile, 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 smile. And I was like,
I don't want to.
Yeah, like, man, I'm in the wrong class. Yeah. Like, I was watching it like this for the most of the movie.
We sat down.
Not joking.
We sat down and went, oh, I've been really looking forward to just getting the shit scared out of me. Because I knew it was going to be jump scare heavy, not like,
yeah.
Not like Hereditary or Good or like the.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be worth it, but at least I was going to get
popcorn
scared.
Schlock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Aiden was like, what? I'm like, is it bad? And I'm like, it's pretty bad, apparently.
Yeah, I got scared every single bad? Jump scare. I jumped. Like, I properly jumped. I went, oh! Like that.
Yeah, and we knew they were all coming. Well, like, you're in coming.
Most of the time, I'd go, okay. And I try to keep my eyes open as wide as possible because I needed to make sure that I saw it. So I was like, this. I look like a crazy person.
The one with the car, the lady at the car.
That one scared me the most, and I was upset. And that's on the trailer, and I didn't watch the trailer.
I think knowing that it's coming makes it worse with the jump scare because you're like,
yeah, it's the anticipation. It's
you're
fucked.
Like, you compound the spring, and then you're like,
it's just the trope of the movie. Like the ideas, some of the ideas in the movie were fairly good.
I liked the plot on paper, like from start to finish, it's like, yeah, I'm interested in this.
Yeah.
What is it? A thing happens and people see something and then they smile.
It's like
there's like a demon or something. Yeah, it
transfers
you
between people. So you'll watch somebody commit suicide, and then when you see them commit suicide, the thing transfers over to you.
Oh, yeah.
And then that person will, after really like happy 4 or 5 days, will just go and kill themselves in front of someone, and that person will, you know.
They're seeing the demon torment them by taking somebody else's form, but it can't quite figure it out, so it smiles.
Right. Oh, yeah, so they get tormented for the 4 or 5 days.
If I'm getting tormented, I could come into this room and we could be talking, and then all of a sudden you could say something weird. I'd be like, what? And I'll look over and you'll be like, and you're like, ah! And then it disappears and it's still you again. You're like, oh, fuck, what was that?
Right, so you're normal. You're not the one smiling. People, it no, looks like people are smiling
everyone
at you.
Else
you're kind of you're hallucinating. Yeah, yeah. You're hallucinating.
Like she's walking
it's
down
not,
the
it's
street.
Not real.
Yeah, she's walking down the street and then you go, look at that, and in the background there's someone going,
and it looks like a Fat Boy Slim video.
It's fucked.
But then
it's
like halfway fucked through the movie when she's got it, she's the main lady who's got it, and she's like, I know what to do. And then that's when she starts working out. She's like, oh my God, there's like 20 people down the line from this thing that have committed suicide because there's police reports and stuff. And then there's like, there's one guy who managed to not die. And that's sort of like,
it'd be great. He's the guy who's like hiding the old house. He's got long hair and bits of string and stuff. Yeah. Like, how did you do it? Just had to never stop masturbating. Yeah. Just furiously masturbating. It has to be in public where people can see you. It's the only way.
I'm so scared that I can't. Last night, I put Charlie to bed. He goes to sleep in the laundry, and then I lock up the house and I go to sleep. But it was about 1:30 because there was an Age of Empires update. So I was playing that.
Age of Empires 4?
Yeah, new Civilizations, which is fun. Mm-hmm. I was playing that, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I could put Charlie away. And I was so scared. Still, and it's now been just over a week. I'm still so scared that I turned every light on. I followed every light. By the way, it doesn't matter because this thing attacks in the day. It's not like I'm, and also I haven't seen anyone kill themselves, so I'm not, you know. But also,
that lady
scared.
Never turned her fucking lights on, so I think we don't, you know.
I'm so scared.
Her house was so goddamn dark in the movie.
I'm so scared.
Also, if it's dark, you can't see anything smiling at you.
Yes, but it also talks to you. There's one of the most horrifying bits is when she's in the bed. Come to the bathroom. And she turns around and it's like
here, come to the bathroom.
I'm like, ah.
Always pulling out all the usual stops.
Oh, so upset.
Oh, where she's listening to the audio recording and she's like, of the person committing suicide, and then she hears, what's that? She isolates that bit, turns it up. And then she's like, what the fuck? And brings it up a little higher. In. And then obviously someone comes next to her and goes, yeah. You know.
Oh, it's I great. Didn't like it. I didn't
that was
enjoy
in,
myself.
Was it Anthony Hopkins in The Right? I think.
I think it was in.
Was it something?
Everything, probably.
The Right. Yeah, there's always a thing where it's like,
help me.
There's always really some like,
and they did it for like 45 seconds. So you think, and I'm like, okay, there's something fuck's going to come from the audio is what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, there's going to be something scary, but it's going to be in the audio. And then it was just, oh, you piece of shit.
Everyone was good actors, which was nice.
Yeah, everyone, it's a refreshing change.
Did he tell you that there were fucking people left?
Oh, yeah, the two people down.
Oh, yeah.
Two people walked out of the movie. They couldn't hack it.
Couldn't hack it. Right after the car scare.
Yeah, even I could hack it. And I can't, clearly, because my mental health has been severely damaged.
But he was a douche, first off.
Oh, was he?
Well, right. He was like this. I mean, he wasn't a douche. He was just very built.
You always say that was the first thing
he
said.
He was huge. He was walking big, and I said, that guy's fucking huge.
But he also had like a rat tail, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, his hair was gross, but like, you know, yeah, I guess he was a dude.
Yeah, I'm going to make an assumption based on the rat tail.
Yeah, it was.
It's a pretty safe assumption.
She was clinging to him coming in, saying, I'm not sure, like, I'm really, like, she was scared coming into the movies, and he was like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then
the car scare, he's like, oh, this
scare,
is boring.
The car scare was pretty
boring.
Fucking
I'm
bad.
I'm out of here.
The car scare was pretty
bad. Yeah, that
was a rotten. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I imagine they were in the car and he was like, this is why I don't take you out anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, this is your fault for me dragging you to a movie you didn't want to see.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry.
I reckon he was more scared than her.
Can I give you a blowjob?
Like, will that help?
Is that what you like to imagine? That's how you're imagining it.
Yeah. What? We've all got a little tricks to make his climax.
You think about it, but you imagine yourself as the girl.
Yes. And Beck as the guy.
I would never be scared if I was his girlfriend. I would make him so happy. I would stroke his rat tail.
My boyfriend.
My boyfriend. Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, it was a pretty scary movie.
A-Train played the the shit boyfriend, so it was really easy to hate him. And then why that guy's been pushed into a corner where he has to play someone who's unbearable.
Mm.
Remember A-Train from Home from he's just, The Boys?
It's two roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The exact same person.
Oh, okay.
He's just sort of
he runs
like,
really fast in this as well.
Yeah, yeah. He bails. He runs out of that relationship real quick.
Choo choo.
Really fucking quick.
He's like, whoa, you're seeing things? Bye.
She does the worst job of explaining it. Yeah. She's like, imagine if like something was around, but like it's here, but only I can see it. And everyone's like, you're a fucking crazy person.
But he's also like, she just gets out of hospital after seeing something. And she's like, I need to tell you something. He's like, we need to go inside. And he won't even talk to her about it.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
I got shit I got to do today. Yeah, he's like, what's this? I'm worried for my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's just like that.
Also, I reckon we're done.
Remember the first scene when he's like, hey, what's wrong? You seem upset. And she's like, "I one of my patients committed suicide today in front of me. And he's like, come here.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, let's talk about it. He's like, let's come here. He's like, is that better?
Yeah, he's and such then a like she's feeding the cat. They're gonna go out for dinner, and he just found this out. He goes to get changed. He comes back, and he's just like, starts like kissing her neck, like yeah, you're right, baby.
He
like,
is
fucking. Yeah. You're not gonna. She's not gonna fuck you. She's traumatized.
He's trying to get something going. The day she watched someone cut their fucking face and open in front of
her. Yeah, she says it was really bad, and he finds her on the fridge, like. Drinking, and then she comes in, scares her so much, she drops the glass. So I mean, like, this woman is not well.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's like, did you break another glass?
Time for some sexual healing, maybe.
Yeah.
It's good for us. Sexual healing.
Yeah. So smile's good.
It was good times.
So baby. When you said you were really feeling like getting a few jump scares in, did you walk out of there feeling like you just had a good workout?
Yeah.
Or what's the feeling? Because I hate jump scares so much.
Big adrenaline.
I don't understand.
It's just it's the adrenaline rush where you go, oh God, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure there's some endorphins that come with like spicy foods and shit where you get a little bit of a come down. You're like, woo.
It's like, I think
some for nothing.
I felt good about it. And we're walking out and I was looking over my shoulder and I was like, yeah, this is good.
I was rotten. He was too much.
Remember when I came out of the toilet and he was sitting on the chair and I came out of the toilet and went like this, waiting for him to turn towards me. And he went, fuck off.
Yeah, no, like truly, I was so scared. I dropped him off and I was like, I didn't look through my rearview mirror because I was so afraid you were
going
to
be
standing. Like, you were just going to be standing on the road going, like, I got into my room. I closed it. I got into bed. I turned my laptop on because I was like, I can't be in the darkness. And then I realized that the laptop screen was too bright, so I couldn't see anything around.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, cool. It's next to me and I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm never going to sleep tonight. I did eventually, but it was great. Bad. It was pretty bad.
I slept like a baby.
I could just very, very vividly recall the last bit. I've never been scared by a movie like this before.
Oh, really?
Never.
The worst one ever.
This is the worst one ever so far.
Wow.
I can still picture, like, the scary thing happens at the end, right? Like, it's like, and usually I'm okay, right? It's like, okay, this is dumb. It was like a bit gory. It was a bit horrifying, but it was like, I remember doing like this. Like, my eyes went so wide because I was so scared. And it's imprinted on my skull. I tried to find a picture of that.
Is it Ruane? Oh, the head opening. Yeah, yeah.
Ruane.
When all the jaws come out.
Yeah.
And I was like that. I can't find a picture of it anywhere to show anybody what I can, if it was even real. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm so frightened of it. I'm still so frightened of it.
You were frightened. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I wanted her to live.
Yeah, I wanted her to live as well. Yeah. She died.
Spoiler alert.
It's pretty fucked. It's pretty fucked. Is it worth a watch?
Mm.
It's not as it's a bit more scary than It Follows, but It Follows is a way better movie. So
I don't
want to
watch It Follows
it.
Ever because it's about getting a demon on you from casual sex.
Yeah.
And
doesn't have to be casual.
That's too close to home. Okay.
That's right. Aiden fucks people.
And he never
Everybody
smiles.
Fucks people, but I don't want to just like, you know what I mean?
Sorry, there was a comma there. Aiden fucks, comma, people.
Thank you.
People.
This is the man who's got me on the penis, people.
Speaking of sexual things, this is not a fully fleshed out bit, but Beck and I were talking in bed.
That's my favorite thing to bring into the public
forum. Well, it's just sort of like a gag that we came up with in bed where we're talking about like...
Here we go.
We're talking about like...
What if I put these
that's
gloves
we do
on?
Our best work.
Like when you're eating someone out and
whoever.
I was saying like, I don't want to get like... I don't want that thing where they eat in your hand and you go... And they spit on you.
You don't?
Like some people enjoy it and you know, in right context, but I feel like, especially because it's my butt, if someone's
if
Beck's eating my butt and she goes, I'm like, nah, it's over, because now I feel really? Now I feel like a little girl, you know.
A little girl,
I don't know, you know. I feel
little baby girl.
That's like a real level of domination. Well, yeah, I'm gonna spit on you.
How do you change a nappy, Matt?
You said little girl. Why did you say little girl when you get your ass?
I don't know. You know, I feel like a baby.
That's not as better.
You feel
vulnerable.
Powered. I feel overpowered. Vulnerable. Yeah, yeah. And we were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, some people like
it. Yeah, because that's like a spread of the cheek and like a, yeah, look what I'm about to fucking do. You've lost control.
And I said, there's one way where no one would enjoy it, where you could ruin it. All you have to do is right before it go. And we called it snotty cunnilingus.
Oh, where like you called it.
Sorry. You find someone who's into it and you're like, yeah, spin on me. And you go, okay. So not a fully fleshed out bit, but there it is.
That's fucked.
A lot of things could be ruined. Like
a lot of things could be ruined, but that's
if you don't like
things.
The spitting thing, you just say ooh ooh after. That'll make you feel like, yeah, own it. You gotta really own the subjugation.
Or if like someone's about to go down on you and they go, woo, that would ruin it, I think.
Is this thing on?
That's fucked.
All right, when you're about to climb it, you go, here comes the dynamite. The dynamite. Strike.
I remember when we were in high school, my friends and I found this guy called Mandingo, which is a porn star with this huge dick. And he used to
you
say,
you know what? If you hadn't told me that, I could have guessed what that was.
He says when he said in the videos when he was about to come, get down with the sickness. Like that. And it was like so much calm. And I think now, thinking back on it, I think it was all fake, because it was like a hose.
Was he black?
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
Well, because isn't Mandingo like a thing?
Yeah,
they
it's
used
a
to
terrible, terrible thing to say.
Yeah, I thought so.
Mm-hmm. But like
that was who he's called.
I mean, yeah, it's up to him.
Were they like the fighters in the slave trade?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But that's what his porn name was.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's got a big fighting hose.
Yeah, anyway, you said get down with the sickness.
Wow. There was me and Bruce, we used to watch so many weird things on the telly together. Me and Bruce and our other roommate, Luke. But there was this ginger guy, skinny little ginger guy, who used to just masturbate. And he put videos up of himself all the time masturbating. He would get right to the end and go like,
here it
comes. He was tiny. He didn't have a beard. He was bald. And it was just funny because every time he'd go, here comes it. And like, it was always like the most intense orgasm. It was a meme for a while. Like there was a...
How long were these videos?
I don't know. We only watched like the compilation of all
the
of him
compilation.
Going. Because he would go
the
like,
best one.
Here
you
it comes.
Cum compilation of mm-hmm. this guy coming.
Just with the boys.
Just the boys.
Whatever.
We usually just watch like Aussie dash cam videos at home. Not sit. Oh, the new redhead jizz video's out. Everyone, come on, grab your dinner. Let's go and sit down. Watch it. Here we go. Do you want me to pause it while you go to the toilet?
Unusual creams. There's a video creams. Bernie has. We were all watching a sex change operation video. And it's like in detail.
But like the cartoon.
A voiceover. No. It's a real thing. It's real visuals. And the man's describing what they're doing and that sort of thing. And it was me and Bruce and a friend of ours and another friend of Bruce's. And Bernie just happened to look at us all and get this really good video of everyone's faces. And it's all different emotions about what they're saying. Like some are like shocked and like some are like disgusted. Some are like. Inquisitive, like, wow, that's
is
crazy.
Is it turning a penis inside out?
Yes, that's the thing. That's God. The thing that
don't you just push someone over the swings all the way around? Do you ever hear that rumor? If you go over the swings, if you go all the way over the swings, you turn inside out.
Yeah. No?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never heard that before.
That's how they do it.
They just put you.
They
on
just
swing
turn
set.
Your penis all the way around. Which way?
No, you go over the swing. So you know, me on a swing set, you go all the way over.
Yeah. If you turn inside out, it's head out.
God, you're like a LGBTQI plus
genius.
Activist.
Yeah, I am.
You're like, it's easy.
It's not my job to educate you, Matt. Do your own research.
Yeah. Speaking of dicks getting cut.
Why not?
It's
good to have everyone back in the same room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back to the classics.
Watch House of the Dragon, and that happens in just about the most graphic way I've ever seen in my life.
Do you see penis?
You see testicles.
Oh, does someone cut someone's testicles open?
It's so fucked. Not open, they don't just fall out. Oh. It's like the guards are raiding the town and they're like, you.
What treasure's in this sack?
And they just drop him and he comes up and he just goes, And then he just throws his nuts on a piece of, on like a
I was fucking using them.
Yeah, it's fucked.
They were full.
Matt Smith does not fuck around. Doctor Who got serious.
Oh, is he a bad guy in this?
Well, he's not a bad guy.
Aren't they all bad guys?
It's Game of Thrones. It's House of Dragon. It's like they're all bad guys.
It's complicated, you know?
Yeah, but like Ned Stark always seemed like a nice guy. You know,
Stark also beheaded someone in the first episode.
Did he? Oh, he did too. Yeah, but yeah. That guy, come on.
Well, was he a baddie?
Come on. No, he wasn't actually, was he?
Fucking just didn't want to go to war.
And he didn't want to do it either. Remember, he was like, yeah. The old party did the thing. I don't know what accent he
had. No, that was it. That was
it. The old party did the process. You know, you got to chop their heads off. You got to take them. You got to put them on the block. You got to chop their heads off. It's all fine.
Game of Thrones and Fargo. Oh, heck, we're going to chop his head off, you know.
He was in the forest. Now he's not in the forest. We got to chop his brains out.
Yeah, that's a moose.
I don't know about this little finger guy.
Heck, you know, it makes me sad to have to do this to you, fella.
It's okay. Do what you gotta do.
I'll try not to make too much of a mess.
So, I was at a party.
All I've got in my notes is snotty cunnilingus, thank God.
I was at a party, and I was talking to this couple, and we were talking about how...
I know where this goes.
No, we were talking about me and my ability to speak Greek, and then she was talking about how, yeah, I can speak Croatian, right? Mm-hmm. I'm butchering the story, by the way. Just absolutely butchering it, just in case you're wondering.
Is it? So far, it's fine.
Oh, great. Yeah. So she was talking about how she could speak Croatian. She said, do your grandparents speak Greek? I said, yeah, of course. They were born in Greece. Yeah, they speak perfect Greek and they speak okay English. And she said, my grandfather, who's dead, used to as well. And I was like, what? What an unnecessary piece of information to add into the story. If the sentence was, my grandfather used to speak Croatian, I would understand that your grandfather probably is dead and not the fact that he just
he's alive and well. He's just like, I'm never speaking that anymore.
I can't remember it anymore. So I just think it's a fun thing to do, and I think I'm going to do it more often.
Yeah?
I was watching Harry Potter with Alan Rickman, who's dead. And you know what I mean? Like, just
do it for everything as well. Like, oh, man, I went over and did the podcast with the guys who were alive today. Were alive. And we hadn't done one in a while. Yeah. It was good to see them all.
Fucked. It was so, I was like, we were drinking. Mm-hmm. She's like, anyway, so my grandfather, who's dead. And I was like, anyway, that's all.
Do you want a condolence?
Nah.
Maybe it's in case we're like, oh, my grandfather's very good. And you'd be like, oh, that's great. I love that language. I'd love to meet him one day. Well, you can't, Aiden. You can't.
She was preempting it.
Yeah.
Didn't want the pain.
Just to take the awkwardness out of it. He's dead and it's fine.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. And I've moved on past it.
I've moved on. I don't really want to talk about it. You know, it was a long process, but we got to say our goodbyes, which is, I guess, that's all you can ask for in that circumstance. But, you know, it was great. Yeah. You had a good run. We're a great family. We had a great time. Anyway, what was I saying? Would you like some pavlova?
Yeah, it was like really, we're at a bar. She's like, do you want another drink?
So, how do you say penis in Greek?
I want to know where this bar is with the pavlova.
Oh, the pavlova bar down in St Kilda.
You want some pavlova?
Don't tell him.
Oh, the pav bar. I want some pav.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually light.
Yeah, you go to the pav bar.
I don't like pav.
I don't like pavlova either. It doesn't. Meringue looks better than it tastes, and I hate the way it feels.
And I don't like. Do you ever put pineapple? Some people have pineapple, which
you're
is
supposed to rub it
on their pavlova.
What? I usually have
kiwi. I don't like that.
I usually have a kiwi, which is a fruit.
Which is fruit.
And I have like passion fruit seeds, which is fruit as well.
Fruit seeds.
Yeah, fruit seeds. That's what
my mum, who's white, usually makes probably the best.
With a name like, have you said a name of the podcast?
Yeah, okay, she's been on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, with a name like Tanya.
Whoa. It's Tanya.
Is it Tanya?
No, it's Tanya.
It is Tanya. It's Tanya. There's a new person that
which
works.
Is the name?
One of the Christmas casuals.
Who's
alive at work is called Tanya. So that's
a weird name for a young person.
Most, yeah. Quite possibly the most white bogan name I've, like Tanya, you know what I mean? Like it's a real.
Yeah. Tanya could be Tanya. Anybody.
Yeah.
But Tanya.
Tanya, she drinks, you know.
Could be Russian.
White wine with, yeah, Tanya.
Is that a Russian name? Tanya?
Tanya.
Tanya.
My name is Tanya. Yeah, it fits.
There you go. If you could do it and it sounds right in a bad Russian accent, then that's it. Which is a country.
Which is a country. Well, Russian accent is a country. Just up there next to Ukraine. That was unnecessarily political.
Which is next to Ukraine. Yeah. Which is at war.
Oh, my God.
You were not on the podcast last time I did a podcast, man. But I've got a motto for 2023 I'd like to run past.
Well, he's done it. He's done it. It's official.
Yeah, we chatted about it on the podcast, but I've got a motto that I'd like to run past you.
We had one. What did it used to be?
This year was 2022, pressure's off. Uh-huh. Last year was 2021, anything can happen.
What about Shoot Your Shot? Wasn't that one?
Choose Your Choice.
2020 was Choose Your Choice. No, 2020 is Anything Can Happen. 2021 was Choose Your Choice. 2022 is Pressure's Off. Now, 2023, Ben.
Yep.
Sit back.
First of all.
It's an intense one.
First of all, it stems. I won't talk about Get Out of My Way or Else, but that's, it sort of, sort of stems from that.
I thought that was the
No, the thing. Motto from this is everyone can learn. 2023 is everyone can learn. Okay. And that stems from like the idea
except
that get out of my way or else. except it comes from the idea of get out of my way or else, which I was talking to Matt about, which is like I'm going to stop getting out of people's way.
Okay.
Get out of my way or else.
Yep.
Especially when I'm walking through a shopping center of and course. People are just not paying attention. Get out of my way
Most
or else.
Especially, yeah.
But when you pitched it to me, I thought you were saying that when you go through people, you say, get out of my way
no,
or else.
No, I don't. But
it's
more
of an attitude.
Just with his eyes.
It's the attitude.
So
it's
he's like, not saying I'm sorry anymore is the 2023 motto.
No. 2023 now is everyone can learn because you're only going to do it once. You know what I mean? You'll do it once and I won't get out of the way. And then you get bowled over by this 6 foot something.
And then you just walk past and go, lesson learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy 2023, bitch.
You also reminded me that your resolution was to be more lovely.
That wasn't this year's resolution. That was last year's resolution.
So now you're on the other way.
And I got lovelier. And then I think I got too lovely.
And we've dialed it way back to the even past the original point of loveliness. Sort of,
if I went from far five less, lovely... So. To 10 lovely, and
it was
I think
too
I
much.
Got, I think
and
I
so we went back
lovely.
To a 4.
I think I'm gonna go back to like a 7.5.
I think people who are in the way don't deserve loveliness.
That's what I think.
But I also don't think you get to be the barometer for your own loveliness. You got to stop saying, I think I've put mine more lovely.
No, because I was more lovely, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because when I'm walking through the thing and somebody on their phone, like I'm walking, someone's on their phone and they're gonna hit me, and I step out of the way for this moron that's not paying attention, and I go, oh, sorry. That's too lovely.
But you
because
think,
this guy, left hand, is in the wrong.
So that's...
We're walking.
Does that bump you up to a 10 on the lovely scale?
No, well,
his loveliness is based on basic human courtesy.
Apologizing for other people's mistakes.
When people walk past me with
lovely.
Food, I don't spit in it. I'm like a 10.
No, I'm apologizing for other people's mistakes.
I heard someone chewing and I didn't hit them in the face.
It's like my customer service is customer's always right. It's spilled out into my everyday life.
2023, customer's always right.
2023 is everyone can learn.
Everyone
can learn.
And that's in stone.
I like the motto.
I like the motto.
I like the motto.
I won't explain it in detail to everybody.
It's your
get
job.
Out of my
to,
way
it's
or
not
else
your job to educate people.
Yeah, I wrote get out of my way or else, and you'll be surprised by this, Ben, while I was stuck behind three ladies with a pram who just stopped in the middle.
Three
of
ladies with one
three
pram?
Ladies
three ladies
and one
with,
pram.
All with a pram. All with a pram.
So three wide with the prams?
Three wide with the prams, and then they just stopped.
How fucking dare you.
Dead stopped to look through a window. And I went, oh, sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, 2023, child homicides legal.
That's a bit like, they're wrong. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of my way or else is now, it's like, oh, if you don't just get out of my way, I'm just going to push the pram until it gets, you know what I mean? Like, fucking move. Also, move.
Walk in single
2023, farm. Prams are fragile.
2023 or 2024, maybe. We'll see what happens in 2023. But it's like, if you can walk three deep because it's, you know.
So I moved the pram. I took the baby, which is now dead.
You can walk three deep as ladies with prams because you're killing time at the shopping center. Like, I don't have a problem with that. But you've got to be aware of the fact that you are taking up
I'm
a
with
whole
you. I
corridor.
Always.
You can put the solution to that problem on them. You go, okay, ladies, three here. Who loves their kid the most? Because one's going. Someone's got to pay for this atrocity.
Let's go.
Me and Beck do it all the time when people are away. You go, excuse me. Like me, I'm always rude about people being in the way.
That's where this is coming from. Get out of my way or else.
Yeah, it's
excuse me.
One of the only times that I can stand being rude to people because I don't like conflict. But if somebody's in my way, I just see red.
You go mental.
But that's fair. And I'm in somebody else's way.
Well, I mean, her
way,
version of mental.
You fucking bitch.
Which is saying anything,
which
really.
Is, move, please.
Move.
That's and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Or the other one in the
much.
Supermarket where there's the aisle and they've got their shopping trolley or cart, if you're in America, out like that horizontally across, and they're reaching
they
the other side of the aisle to grab something and then put it across. And say, like, what is this whole lane yours now? It's not a fucking pit lane. Get out of the way.
Wait, man.
Get out of the way.
2023, get the fuck out of the way.
Get out of my way or else, man.
There was this old Asian lady when we were coming, we were going to go down an escalator, and she came through and I was going to beat her, but I was also... I mean,
with a sock full of pennies.
I was going to beat her to the escalator, but I didn't know how far Beck was behind me. And I was like, you know, I'll just let this lady go first. And I stopped and she also stopped. And I was like, you go ahead. And she was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, no, go ahead. And she went. And then went. And I was like, I'm letting you go. I should have punched her right in the back of the fucking
tip
head.
Tip a trolley right over.
Watched it topple down the fucking
Now
escalator.
I'll use the escalator while you pick up all your groceries.
Yeah. Oh, you're bleeding from your skull now. Mm. Oh, too bad. So anyways.
Get out of my way or else.
Yeah.
I started doing that. I've started playing chicken with people, but it's I'm not 6 foot, so it's a bit.
That's the thing, right?
I don't really win.
I said to Matt, I'm an imposing figure. And Matt said, no, you're not. And I said, well, if there was a smaller person, I would be.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, but like I am bigger than most other people.
But it's not like, you're not like this. You're like, you're tall.
Yeah, that's true. Imposing. But imagine if you see, what's going through my head is get out of my way or else. I don't know if I'm going like this. Yeah. I'm coming like this.
How are you coming to all that? Yeah, I think people would get out of your way if you walk like that.
Get out of the way!
Robot man, going to get my Modern Warfare code, get out of the way.
What do you mean you took it?
One of those people we walked past the other day, Beck, got in the way, and I was like, move. And then we went past, and you're like, you really fucked me there. I don't remember the context of it. But we're walking through people, and you said, you really fucked me there.
I don't know.
You said it to them?
No, to me. She said it to me.
I'm sure you really fucked me there.
Yeah, I think because Beck was going to go around the right side of them, and I made the move.
So did you just say,
and then they moved it to Beck.
Okay. You know what I hate about you, Matt?
Yes.
It's that
start the list. This will fill out the rest of the podcast.
As a couple, if we're moving through space, we got to go together. We got to make the same choices. Otherwise, we're the ones making a problem.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was this couple standing a little way away from us, and I went to go around the side. And usually, I'll grab your hand or something, or I'll grab like your jumper and be like, "Come with me."
Remember
and you
that.
Went. You okay. went in the middle.
Yes, but the point
and so
is,
then the lady moved to the side and smushed me against the wall.
The way we usually function is that I'm the power. I move through, and you come behind me, and you were behind me, and then all of a sudden you were going to the right. If you're not staying in my slipstream, it doesn't work.
Or the other thing that happens because you have no situational awareness.
It's
and
true.
You often don't know if you're in the way, if you're about to become in the way. So I will grab you by the wrist like a child. And be like, come on, Matt, get out of the way, which is what I was trying to do.
All the time I'm shuffling a step to the right because I'm in the way of people. I'm just always in the way. But when we're powering through a thing, I'm a good tool.
Yeah, but I tried to do the hand
I'm grab a tool.
And can you did the slipstream.
Can I ask you a genuine question?
Sure. Yes.
If there are people in your way, do you really just say move?
No. If it's a group of three ladies, like that one, if they've got their trolley and that and they're standing there, I go, I might say move or like, excuse me.
I'll say excuse me.
Yeah.
I say a passive aggressive excuse me because I feel like move is just aggressive.
I'll qualify it. Usually I'll be like, you're taking up the whole thing.
Yes, I might say that.
It's like there's three of you blocking the whole way and you're all moving very slowly.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually said move.
Because move seems super aggressive. Move seems like if you say it to the wrong person, you're going to get punched.
Move should be the second thing.
He's an imposing
say.
Figure though.
It's like, excuse me.
Excuse me, move.
Move.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'll do one like Ben where I'll be like, this is where people walk. Something like that.
Although I'm usually like six paces away once I've said the, like, I'm like, excuse me. Jesus, we're going to get around you guys. And I'm all the way already.
Hot sushi coming through.
By the way, I'm walking like you walk in VR. This is it's like, what are you fucking, come on. Yeah, hot sushi. By the way, hot sushi is good. There, I said it.
I've never had hot sushi.
No, but you're not meant to.
No, it's food poisoning.
No, not the fish one. Please, I don't get hot fish sushi.
No sushi is meant to be served hot, is it?
Well, like the crispy chicken, if they're making it right then, it's not bad.
You mean the crispy chicken inside the
thing? And also the rice then gets a little warm, and warm rice is fine. People eat warm rice often.
Yeah.
I like my sushi. I like to put my sushi in the fridge after I've come home to cool it down even more. I love a cool sushi.
What's your go-to roll?
Tuna avocado.
Tempura prawn.
Tuna.
Do you eat the tail?
Yeah, I do.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Wild child.
What was it? You feel like with my girlfriend?
I'll eat a poop sack.
Fuck yeah, you do.
I'll eat a poop sack. I'm not
I
scared.
Was. You know that, so, Matt. That is.
Jesus. Do you spit on it first, though?
I'll tell you a story. I went and I slept with somebody recently.
Here we go.
And
I was at a party. I have casual sex. I slept with someone recently.
Move out of my cum or else.
In the middle of it. We make eye contact, and he kind of did like it was kind of like this weird look on his face.
Aiden,
he's like, "Oh my god!"
He turns around and goes, "Didn't know you had a beard."
I'm sorry. I was expecting my dad.
Oh Jesus! We're lying down next to each other, and he looked at me and he goes, "Okay, what?" And he goes, "Nothing." And I was like, "Well, tell me right now." Because I'm fully naked, and if you're laughing at me, I can't be here anymore, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so self-conscious.
Oh, yeah.
What was that look for? And he was like, do you ever call people nicknames in bed? And I was like, I mean, if that's what you like, then sure, I can do that. Like, that's not a problem. What would you like to be called? And he's like, it's weird. And I was like, okay, is it daddy?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right? Like, is it daddy? And he was like, no, it's nothing like that. And I was like, okay, then what is it? And
he's
like,
nothing so pedestrian.
Yeah. He goes, magic-mouthed Mike.
Magic-mouthed Mike.
I was like, what?
Is his name Mike?
Nope.
Okay. That is a mouthful.
What? He goes, magic-mouthed Mike. And I was like, what am I going to say? Oh, fuck, magic-mouthed Mike, you're so good at this. What do you mean? He's like, I just really like it.
Mike, your mouth is so magic.
Well, it's just bizarre, right?
Yeah, your mouth, Mike. People have weird things. People, really? You know, I'm not gonna. I don't like it.
I didn't say it. No, probably not.
Yeah, right. No, that's like three not. Words. Yeah. I think I said three words the entire time.
Really?
I mean,
just get off me.
I'm pretty.
Please don't spit.
Ouch, that hurts.
Oh boy.
Please don't snort. You know, all that sort of stuff.
Really,
Beck.
Ben,
big one.
Hmm? Be quiet over there, Ben.
Job trying to work out the whole magic mouth mic.
Yeah, just... he said. I asked him afterwards. He said that somebody he slept with a while ago didn't know his name and said, "Wow, you're so good at that, and we're going to call you Magic Mouthed Mike." And he was like, really something turned on triggered about in it. Him. Like it was like,
my name's Dan.
It's close to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine assigning a new name to the guy you're fucking.
Yeah, and imagine like saying midway.
My name's Dan. Oh, shut up, Mike.
Yeah, like, you're so I don't remember funny. Your name. I'm going to call you Magic Mouth
Mike. It sounds like one of those old, remember, like, in the, I don't know if this is a current thing, but in, like, the early 2000s when drag queens first were a thing, but they were just, like, in the street. I don't know if it was a straight because I was too young, but I remember, like just in pop culture. Like, in pop culture, like,
I don't think they came
drag queens hanging out at bars and stuff like that, and they always had weird names.
They all like, always have weird names.
Electric...
Yeah, I met
you
one.
Got it, you got it.
I met one called Crystal Ring.
That's yeah, but were they just hanging out at a bar and they get free drinks at that bar and they hang
yeah,
out
she
there.
Was yeah. at she was at the Peel.
Remind me of that Magic Mouth Mike,
the dirtiest gay bar I've ever been to in my life. The Peel, that's the one that I went to, and the drag queens came out, did the podium dance, and threw money out into the you know like fake cash, and everyone was like picking it up, and then one guy picked up a couple of dollar bills, came over to me, right, just like I didn't know who he was. Beelined it to me, grabbed the money and shoved it down the front of my pants and then said, I'm going to get that later and then went back to dance.
I like the beeline. Like, he looks like he's got a broke cock.
Yeah.
Like, get out of my way or else.
Yeah, get out of my way or else.
I got to help poor penis over here.
Everybody can learn. Yeah.
I'm going to get that later. That's
yeah, I'm going to. I'll wow. get that later. Crazy.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be some sort of like...
With interest.
Your yeah. dick's going to be broke by the end of the night. So yo, here's a couple of
that's
dollars.
Clever.
That's yeah. Gay men are so clever.
Yeah.
So much. That's I could never think of a line like that. Plus, if I did it, I'd go to jail. I went up to a girl, put cash down her pants and said, I'm going to get that later.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, okay. It was wild.
So
it's that classic thing of he was very attractive, so he could do anything he liked.
Yeah. No such thing as creepy.
And he knew it.
No such thing as creepy, yeah.
There's no such thing as a creepy gay man.
There's no such thing as a creepy attractive gay man. Yeah, yeah. There is such thing as creepy gay man.
Oh, yeah, we've met some of them.
Creepy gay man?
Yeah.
Name names.
Right.
No, I don't.
Name names.
Yeah,
so that's my motto.
Have you had sex with any creepy people? 2023,
I'll get that later.
Yeah, I've had sex with somebody that played their own porno.
Oh.
But
did
what?
I tell you about that?
Do you not know this like before you go there, or is it just like, whatever?
No, it's like, okay, you look like a normal person.
You really roll with the punches.
Mm.
It's wow. bad. It's bad. But that's not anymore. A while ago, I rolled with the punches. Not anymore. I've become far more selective. But like, back in the day.
Selective with the punches.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was like, you want to have sex with me? You're mildly attractive, sure. And then I go over, it's like, oh, this is, you don't have a bed frame. Oh, no.
I think you might have been Dahmer'd back in the day.
I would have been killed by Jeffrey Dahmer. For sure. That's why I was so upset by the Jeffrey Dahmer first two episodes. I didn't watch anymore. Because I was like, oh, I've been in situations where the hair on the back of my neck stands up. And I have more than once, this is so bad, run out of somewhere.
Oh my God.
But no, for no reason other than I have a bad feeling.
Mm. They were smiling
so
at you.
Get out. I just get out. I'm like, sorry, I'm out.
I don't want to watch The Exorcist.
Like shoes in hand.
Yeah.
I think you would have been in a far nicer area than Dahmer. Well,
that's true.
So you and me caught dead in that bar.
Yeah, that's true. I also don't really go to bars, but Dharma would have killed me for certain. Yeah. For certain, I would have been killed.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so upset. Like once, this is a weird story. Once I was sleeping with somebody and he was, messing around with my dick. That's what he was doing. And then he was like, then he like pressed his finger in here, like on the, like in the, where your artery is. He was like, that's your carotid artery. Not your carotid artery. What artery is that?
Cock-rotted artery.
Your cock-rotted artery. He
femoral.
Pressed the femoral artery. He like pressed it. And I was like, that's your femoral artery. And I was like, what? He was like, most people squirm when I do this. And I was like, okay.
Most people.
No.
I was like, okay. Enough. Okay. Thank you.
Most people squirm when I do this at first.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird. It was really weird. But nothing happened. I got up. I was like, thanks, man. I'm not really feeling it anymore. And he was like, oh, why? And I was like,
why?
Femoral artery thing. Mostly the femoral artery thing. Yeah, like that specifically. What? That bit where
people love that.
You know, when like you pressed on one of those, you know, there's one of those really, really important blood.
Crucial blood delivery areas, yeah.
And you looked at me dead in the eyes and said, that most
was
people
a joke.
Squirm.
I was joking.
Like, oh, okay. Beck,
that's really upset me.
Beck, I got to tell you, I've got a million stories like that. And I am damaged goods because of it. It's real bad.
It's almost like Dharma, except they don't murder people.
Well, he could have. Who knows?
Imagine if it was Dharma and people went up. He's like, you know what? I'm not feeling anymore. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, you put on The Exorcist, first of all.
You put
the house smells like shit. Yeah. I don't know what's going on here. You're fucking weird.
What's in the barrel? Yeah.
What's in the barrel? Also,
that rum you gave me had film
drink.
On it.
Yeah.
It's not fucking dish soap, you fucking liar. This is bullshit. I'm getting out of here. Also, can you talk normal and not be so...
Yeah, and he was like, okay.
It's fine. And let
you
out of there.
That's hair on the back of your neck shit. That used to happen to me a lot.
I've never, ever, ever even been close to an experience
like
that.
There's like you be walking through... It's such a common story amongst gay people. That you're walking
and women.
Through... And women. Yes, absolutely. When you're walking through someone else's house and you're like, God, this is fucked. It's like that story I told you when I went on the date with that guy, but he wanted to have a date at home. So I was like, okay. And we chilled out, we smoked some weed, and then his housemates came home and they were like, have you tried VR? And I was like, no, I haven't. And they put me in PlayStation VR, but they sat me in front of all of them and they all sat behind me. And I was so convinced that when I put it on, because I had headphones and there was like no sensory anymore, I was certain I was going to wake up and they were going to put a bag over my head and kill me, to the point where I didn't play the game. I had my headphones like this and I was looking. I wasn't even looking. I was looking down the whole time. They were like, you're not doing it right. And I was like, oh, like that. I was just making sure I could see the world somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I stayed the night.
Oh my God. I'm glad you're still with us.
By some miracle.
Yeah.
That's because I could probably beat the shit out of the person that I think is going to kill me. You know what
Unless
I mean?
You're in VR and they put a knife in your back.
Well, that's it, right? Like, that's the one time that I was like really, really, really certain.
Or someone's got your artery and they just...
Yeah, but I still think I could have beaten him.
What if he just pulled out a knife and went into your artery? You'd be like, and you start
bleeding. What would
out.
Happen? You'd die.
Yeah, I'd be dead. Yeah. I would die. But you would know where I was.
I think murderers are a little more tenacious than just like...
I'm going to get a fist fight with this guy. Stick up your dukes.
Like, all of a sudden.
But like think episode one of Dharma, the guy that gets away... has a fight. I mean, he doesn't lose the fight, does he?
No.
He fights and fights and fights and fights and fights. I think I would be able to do that because I'm a big guy.
But also that, like, Dharma is not a, at that point, he's really let loose. Like, he's just sitting there with him watching a movie while he's kind of drugged a little bit. He's being way too loosey-goosey. If someone's actually going to murder somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you'd hope they're at the end of their spree. You want to be the last guy, not the first guy.
No, I want to be the first guy or the last guy. I don't want to be in the middle where they're the height of their powers.
Yeah.
First guy, they're super nervous. They're like...
Yeah, but they always get that first guy.
They might not.
Oh, that you could be the stopper of the first
guy. You could be like, you cut me and you fucking cut me real bad or you stab me. Right, I could take a stabbing.
Ow!
Depends on where you hit me.
Yeah,
but I could probably. Everybody could take a stabbing.
Depends where.
Yeah, stab me in my leg, sure.
But stab me in my leg, shame on you.
Stab me in my cock-rotted artery, shame on me.
That was very frightening.
Yeah,
I could feel my blood go. Whoop, whoop.
It's probably what he was hoping to feel.
Yeah, oh my God. Ooh,
yeah,
I'd like when I die, and at this rate, it's going to be next week for. To have like a stat sheet, I've said this a lot. And I want to know, like, you know, the classics. How much piss did I make? And how much shit did I poo? And what was, you know, how much did I the eat?
Classics.
2023, how much shit did I poo?
How much shit did I poo is a funny sentence. I didn't realize. But I also want to know, how many serial killers did I walk past? How many times have I walked past somebody that's killed somebody? How many times have I interacted with somebody that's, like, wanted to fuck me up? You know what I mean? Like, that's what that would be awesome to know.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That person that I served last week killed his wife the next day, or, like, you know, bought the laptop, and now that's
like
a
the M. Night Shyamalan magnum opus Unbreakable with Bruce Willis.
What's that about?
Well, he's Unbreakable, one. Yeah. And two, oh, yeah. Like, he touches people and you can see, like, all the shit they've done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he just, like, he's walking through an airport or some shit and touches some guy and he's like, oh my God, this guy breaks into houses and kills people.
Wow.
And he follows
him. Then he goes, walks along the pool tarp. Pool
with the pool cover. That's like the only thing I remember from that movie.
We had to study
every
that.
Other bit of the movie.
He walks across the pool tarp.
They have a fight and he lands on a pool cover and it's one of those tarp covers and he just gets wrapped up in it and nearly drowns.
Yeah.
But luckily,
he's unbreakable.
Bruce Willis is undrownable.
Oh, so he can't die? Bruce Willis. No, he just can't be broken.
I just think he can't die, right?
I don't know.
And then his mate, Mr. Glass, he does nothing but die.
Johnny Glass.
He just dies again and again and again.
He's got really fragile bones.
But I thought he dies in Unbreakable, and then there was a whole thing about Mr. Glass.
I don't know.
You know what I did like, though?
What did you like, though?
That one that's in the same world as that with
the
James
crazy
McAvoy.
One. Yeah.
I like Split.
Split.
People only use 1% of their personalities. What would happen if they used 100%?
I only just checked in that conversation like 30 seconds ago because I was still thinking about everything you were just saying. I'm having a hard time coming out of it.
We need to do some aftercare, man.
Just the idea of going to houses and just the people being...
I don't do it anymore.
You know what you need to do? Because he just fucked with you after you came out of the movie and you were scared. So now, whenever he's just around his house after the podcast, you just need to start pressing on his thigh and go, that's your carotid artery.
Have you ever...
make him scared.
Because you've had sex with men, Beck. Have you ever been like this person's going to hurt me?
No, because I've never been a casual one-night stand kind of person, so I've never really gotten myself in those situations. But certainly just meeting men on the street or in a bar and you're like, oh, this guy's...
Is this the one?
You definitely get the hair on the back of your neck. Like, it's just you can just feel it in your guts.
So I wonder if women felt that way about me at any point. They were like, this guy's going to kill me.
No.
Maybe at Baldwin. Like, genuinely, maybe at Baldwin.
Yeah.
That was a dank house. Yeah. And you're like, come down this way. And you look left and you're like, oh, God. And you look right and you're like, Jesus.
I'll tell you something that did happen. Can I tell a casual sex story, Ben?
It's not about me?
No.
Go nuts.
No, our sex is very strict.
Very formal.
No spitting on the button.
We all wear bow ties.
This is, I didn't tell
Matt's
this.
That's going to come a bond on every time.
I haven't told this before because when I did used to tell the story, I left this out because I thought I'd done something wrong. Okay. And over time, I realized it's just something that's.
Through the power
happens.
Of editing, you may never have told this story.
You remember the Asian girl that went nyan nyan nyan?
I do very vividly.
Yes. At the end, she cried, which I got worried about because I was like, oh, fuck, I've done something wrong. Well, apparently, some people just cry after sex.
It's good.
Did she climax, do you think?
I believe so. Unless she was
sometimes that happens. The rush of endorphins. That's happened to me. I didn't know.
She just started crying. And that was one point where I wasn't scared, but I was like, something's wrong.
She's going
like,
to kill me.
You know what I did? Because
it is pretty fucked.
All I had in the house was Pepsi Max. And I didn't know what to do. Just crying. I remember saying, like, do you want a glass of Pepsi?
I'm sorry. I've eaten all the custard.
I was like, are you okay?
Yeah, that's
there.
That's,
there.
Yeah,
and then it'll be all right.
And then she was like, oh, anyways, fine. She was fine. So I thought it was something. I didn't know. I didn't know what
it's
the problem
was. It's like in that moment when you're like, okay, and we're done. And then she goes, you think it's either going to go, that was so good, or
true.
It's one or the other.
Or the, I don't know, man. I got to get my shit together.
Yeah, like, what am I doing in my life?
I should have dropped out at uni. The fuck am I doing drugs every fucking day? What the fuck am I doing? What am I doing?
I'm in Baldwin and it smells like cat piss. Why am I here?
What is your name?
Fucking have any ears.
That's what I was worried
Magic
about.
Mouth Mike? What the that's fuck why, is your name again?
That's why I didn't, because I was like, oh, Jesus.
But like, truly.
But then she snapped out of it. She was like, oh, anyway.
All that story is, I fucked a woman so good she cried.
No, but at the time, I was like, oh no, I've done something wrong.
Yeah, that's a scary.
When she started crying, my first thought was, I'm going to jail. Because I thought I'd done something wrong. I thought I had done something wrong and there was a stranger crying naked in my house. And I went, uh-oh, this is not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's never a good thing.
And then she didn't take the glass of Pepsi either.
Oh. Well, there's the red
it
flag.
It wasn't meant to be.
She didn't take the glass.
No.
Awesome. It's your More class, Pepsi man. Max for you.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Did she leave quickly after that?
Yeah, pretty quickly, yeah. Well, she didn't run out the door.
She may have been upset, but it may not have had anything to do with you. She might have just exactly been like, what am I doing? Well, I want a boyfriend and instead I'm here fucking around.
Well, like she's just been through a breakup and you're a rebound.
Yeah.
And it's all come like, this didn't solve all of my problems immediately.
Wasn't a good night in the end. But that now story got its fucking, got the, got its miles.
I do love that story. So, yeah. Make better choices, kids.
2023, make better choices.
That's actually probably better. Everyone can learn. I still think that encompasses that. Everyone can learn. You can learn. You can make a mistake. You can learn, man.
You can learn.
Everyone can learn. Everyone can learn, man.
Everyone?
Yes.
Even someone in a coma? You comaphobe?
Yeah, surely.
Biggest fear, honest to God, is being in a coma, but being knowing what's going on.
Oh, being like...
I know we're getting to the end of the podcast, and I should be finding a light subject that ends with a joke.
What about trapped in, like locked in syndrome?
I love to eavesdrop, so that would be great for me.
Oh my God.
Just wheel me around to private conversations, please.
Yeah. Yeah, but you also love to itch your nose sometimes, which you won't be able to do.
Locked in syndrome's full on. That sounds, that's a pretty scary.
The one where you have to type with your eyes?
No, that's locked in syndrome is when you essentially just a vegetable, but you're totally conscious, but no one can tell.
Oh, can they not tell? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought it was like they know he's got locked in syndrome.
No, it's like,
how do they know it's a thing? Why is it got
Because people can come out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I was awake for the whole time and I heard everything and oh my God, I'm so glad I can move.
You guys hate me?
If they ever get enough technology to know that you're conscious and I have locked in, I'm telling you right now, drop a brick on my head, please.
Okay. Is this like,
or give me a needle. You don't have to drop a brick
on my head. This is what he wanted. Probably going to have to go from higher.
From higher, no, exactly.
Just goes bonk, dunk. Oh, fuck. Just get the ladder and then you're lining it up and it goes, lands on my chest.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, fucking hell.
I think you just hit his carotid artery.
And then you get like the strings that you can line it up.
And it's like, I'm going to swing it.
And you got to wait for it.
As it comes in.
You gotta wait.
Snip it.
You gotta wait for it to stop swinging and sit still, and everyone's just staring up at the brick.
Oh fuck!
And then my
including you because you
can you turn the aircon off? I think that's why it keeps going around.
So maybe it's not all that bad.
Hey, it's GMAT here, and don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community-supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.